Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Are you using car seats correctly? Do you know how to put them in? And there are some new, you know, recommendations from the Academy for 2014 on the use of car seats. And my guest is Dr. Marilyn Bull. She's a Morris Green Professor of Pediatrics and Developmental Pediatrics at Riley Hospital for Children at IU Health. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bull. So let's talk about car seats. What do you think is the most important thing that we should know when we're parents looking for car seats for our children?
Well, I think the very most important thing is that parents know how to choose the right seat for their child. That child is going to be best protected when they have a seat that's appropriate for the size and weight of the child, that fits the child, that is properly installed in their car, that they will use correctly for every ride. That
okay,
can be very
so
challenging. Yes, go
it
ahead.
Can be very challenging, and so we're, you know, there's a million of them on the market now, and one of the most important jobs we have as a parent is keeping our children safe when they're riding in a vehicle. I mean, that is singularly important. So what do we look for at the stores? Is there certain tags? Are there certain safety ratings? What are we looking for?
Well, all car seats that meet federal motor vehicle safety standards have been crash tested by the manufacturer to meet those standards. Occasionally there's a recall, and when that occurs, then there's some correction that needs to be made to the seat. And if the family, when they purchase their car seat, fills out that registration card, they will be notified directly and immediately by the manufacturer if there's some concern. But the biggest concern, I think, is that parents use the seat to its very best advantage. And some of the safest protection concerns that we have are that children should ride rear-facing to the highest weight and height allowed by the manufacturer of the seat. And that's been a fairly recent change. And what the American Academy of Pediatrics says, to at least age 2 and to the highest weight and height allowed by the manufacturer. So children are 5 times in the second year of life less likely to die or have serious injury in a crash if they're rear facing. So using that seat in the rear facing mode is one of the most important things parents can do for younger children. The next most important thing is keep the child in the seat with a full harness, again to the highest weight and height for which that seat was engineered. So many seats are now accommodating children at least to 40 pounds and many more to children 65 and 80 pounds with a full harness. And then using a booster seat. Booster seats are 60% more effective than a seat belt alone. So we really encourage parents to use booster seats to make that seat belt fit. And till the child is, in a rough way of thinking, 5'9". Now, every child's built a little differently, so it varies from child to child. But most children will not fit in a seat belt, adult belt, until they are about 5'9". So keeping children in the highest degree of protection possible is very, very important.
Well, another I am very passionate. Well, yes. I'm passionate about this, Dr. Bull, because, you know, I see parents who have 8-year-olds in the front seat, who have littler kids, you know, not in car seats, and I see the seatbelt is going right across their neck, and it infuriates me. And as a parent, it's hard to keep your lips zipped and not say anything to other parents, which is why I love this show. So talk about installation information, the seatbelts and the latch information and the updates.
Yes. So, latches lower anchors and tethers for children, and latch is a way that a seat that is equipped with latch and the vehicle has dedicated anchors, and that's all seats and all vehicles manufactured after 2003 will have a dedicated anchor that they can use instead of the seatbelt, which makes it easier. The top tether is another important facet of installing a seat. And many parents don't even know what that strap is that's coming down over the back from the back of their seat. And that is a top tether that can be installed, makes the seat installed much more tightly, and has a dedicated anchor. And if you don't know where those anchors are in your vehicle owner's manual will tell you. If you have a lot of trouble with installing a seat or just want to make certain that your seat is installed correctly, we encourage parents to seek a car seat child passenger safety technician who has special training in car seats through an inspection station. And they can find an inspection station at seatcheck.org by zip code. So going to seatcheck.org and typing in your zip code, it will give you some options for where you might find a car seat installation center that has specially trained people.
And the website is seatcheck.org. You can go there to find out if you have questions about this stuff, because it is absolutely so important. And as far as rear-facing seats and setting these things up and common questions, you know, sometimes little babies lean over in the car seat, and so you can't see them as a parent, and it's hard to see your children. What do you do about that? Parents say, well, I can't see them if they're rear-facing.
That's certainly a concern of many parents. And what is important is that that seat's installed correctly and that it's installed with the correct angle to allow the child, prevent the child from falling forward and not breathing correctly. So a car seat technician can tell you how to do that. And we do not encourage installing other items like a mirror, which would which parents think, well, I can look in the rearview mirror and then see my baby. If you're very concerned about a child with special health care needs, the really best plan is to have another adult or, say, an older adult teenager sit next to the child, adjacent to the child, if at all possible, for very fragile infants. Otherwise, properly installed car seat, the child should be fine. Installing extra objects like mirrors or video cameras make those objects can be really serious missiles in the event of a crash and could hit the child or the driver and cause injury themselves. So we do not encourage adding other items to allow the parent to directly visualize the child.
I'm glad you said that, because I was thinking to myself about mirrors, but then you said it could be a projectile, and how important is that? Now, we only have about a minute and a half left, Dr. Bull, but just give us a little bit of an overview on older children and seatbelts. Where should that seatbelt fit?
The seatbelt that fits correctly goes across the middle of the chest with the lap belt over flat across the thighs. When the child is seated with his bottom against the back of the seat and his knees are able to bend over the edge of the front of the seat, preferably with their feet on the floor. So those are the key items for when the seat belt fits. And I just want to say, too, that parents who want general information or even a listing of available car seats can go to healthychildren.org for car seat information 2014. And there's an extensive number of literature as well as some actual videos on installation. But the best resource is the manufacturer's instructions that come with the seat and the vehicle owner's manual. Both of those are the important resources for the family to use in installing that seat.
Thank you so much, Dr. Bull. And you can go to healthychildren.org/car safety seats information for the new updated 2014 information on car seats. It's so important. It's one of our most important jobs, keeping our children safe in a vehicle. This is Melanie Cole for Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.